It's time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang head football coach Kurt Cloud. Wesleyan Christian coming off a bye week of sorts. They did not play their past game against Life Christian on Thursday. Life Christian didn't have numbers forfeited that ball game, so Wesleyan Christian did not play. Their last game was against Olive back on the 13th of October. They won that in blowout style. And now, Coach Cloud, you have your last regular season game of the year at Chautauqua. And as we spoke a little bit off air before the interview, that is a team that is just to the north of Welch up there in Kansas. They actually play KSHAA football in the Sunflower State, so that's an eight-man team that will could qualify anyway for the Kansas State playoffs. How's the last week gone in practice, and what do you know about Chautauqua?
Well, the last week went well. We practiced Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we got to work on a lot of stuff, do a lot of special teams and kicking and work some offense full speed offense and defense. So it was good. And as far as Chautauqua goes, I just got their film late last night, and I really don't know a whole lot about them other than they're having a rough season this year. They're 0-8, but from what I've seen, they played some pretty tough teams. So you know, it might be one of those things that you go in thinking, okay, this team's 0-8, we're gonna beat them, and it's going to be their last game of the season, and it's going to be at their place, and they're going to be hungry for a win. So it might be one of those things where they're actually pretty decent. They've just been playing really good teams all year.
Had the off week, obviously it gave you a chance to work on some things. You talked about practice. Any injuries that have healed up? How do you feel health-wise, not only going into this last game of the regular season against Chautauqua, but also when the Heartland Christian Conference playoffs start in a couple weeks?
It should be good going into this week. We have 13 back last week at practice, and there's a chance we could get Chandler Bisadecki back. He's had a really bad sprained ankle, and we're hoping to get him back for this week, or if not this week, maybe next week. But that would give us 14 out of 15. Of course, we're not going to get Hudson back. He had ACL surgery in September. So, but yeah, we hope to be healthy going in there, and when we're going to have a big game, we'd like to come out as the number two seed next week, so we could play a home game rather than go travel to Wichita.
Yeah, and that was something I definitely wanted to mention. There is some maybe scoreboard watching a little bit this weekend. You guys have a game against Chautauqua. That game is on Thursday this week, by the way, the 26th day of October. And then I know that a few of the teams, or really one team that you're up against for either the two or the three seed in the Heartland Christian Conference playoffs, they have a tough game against Laverne, which most people who follow Oklahoma high school football know that the Laverne Tigers, one of the best eight-man teams in the state.
Yeah, we're hoping that we can get a big win and get Chautauqua, and I'm pretty sure Laverne's going to handle life prep, and that should catapult us to number two in the rankings in the Heartland, and that way the next week your life will have to come down here and visit us, which will give us a decisive advantage against them.
Yeah, because that life prep team that looks like Wesleyan Christian will be matched up against in the first round, really, no matter what happens this weekend, that's a team out of Wichita, Kansas. So that's a little bit of a drive there, 2.5 hours to our north. Once again, that is Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud. Mustangs have a Thursday night game at Chautauqua to round out the regular season before the first round of the Heartland playoffs on November the 3rd. Coach Cloud, appreciate the time, and best of luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you.